It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Allie Farnham with Helper Saturday Vibes. And, you know, if we get Allie in, that means that, yes, I realize that snow is on the ground and those kinds of things, but Helper Vibes can't be that far off. And the great thing about Helper Vibes is they always want people that are local to kind of give them a hand. So they're looking for people that want to be a part of their advisory board. Six lucky people that will kind of get to, you know, help the direction of Helper Vibes and what's going to go on with all the events this year. So we brought Allie in to talk about that and, you know, some of the ideas that are already coming up. Our first one is in May. So, yes, it seems far away, but it's really not. And then how you can get in touch with them, check out, keep up to date on information with their website and all of those kinds of things. So we're going to get her in right now. Allie, how are you today?
Hey, Dave. Good morning. I am doing good. I am bundled up. I am wearing a turtleneck, and I am dreaming of summer already.
Let's dive right in, and let's talk about Helper Saturday Vibes. We were just discussing, already coming up, the second weekend in May, May 13th. You've already got that one in the books, and you've already got that one themed out, haven't you?
Yep. May 13th is our first event. We are bringing everything animal back to Main Street. It was so much fun last year. We did a pet parade. Everyone brought their dogs, and there was even a lizard last year, which was amazing. And so we just love people to bring their pets out, and we're going to repeat that theme, have a bunch of fundraisers, adoptable pets, and it's going to be great.
All right. So once again, you guys are back stronger this year than you were last year because you got to keep moving forward every year, don't you? You've got to make things better every year.
Yeah, we absolutely do. We've got our formula down. We've got our, you know, keys to success, and we just want to keep making it bigger and better and really serve the community as best we can.
And one of the exciting things that you said is this year, same as last year, second and fourth Saturdays of the month, and you've got that locked in now for 2 years. You're pretty excited about that. Let's talk about that for a moment.
We're super grateful for our partnership with Helper City. City Council did vote this fall to continue the event for the next 2 years. So we've got our dates locked in. And so one thing that we really pride ourselves in is proactivity and planning ahead. And so we are planning ahead to bring the best events we can to Main Street on those second and fourth Saturdays.
So let's jump in and talk now about the advisory committee, because you don't do all the work by yourself.
No, we love to engage the community, and I don't like to think of this part as work, especially this year, because it's just going to be super fun. We are looking for six people within Carbon County residents to join our advisory committee and help bring their ideas to life. So these are folks who maybe have been thinking of something that would be cool or interesting to do on Main Street, or just a creative person who wants to help brainstorm new ideas. And we are really going to help foster those ideas and bring them to life.
And that is a great thing, because you're looking for that community input as far as this goes. And the other thing is, you're going to kind of get to shape a little bit of what goes on. So what all do they need to do if they want to, you know, be considered for the advisory committee?
Yeah, it's super simple. We like to keep it easy. If anyone's interested, number one, they can go to our website and get more information. It's right on the homepage at helpervibes.com. Secondly, if they want to throw their hat in the ring or just get more information or have any questions, they can email me at admin@helpervibes.com. Just include their name, where they're from, and one idea that they're maybe excited about to bring to Main Street.
And then the once they get the advisory board, once you get that all in place, then you're going to take these creative ideas and you're going to say, okay, what do we need to do to help you put them into place? And you had kind of listed some other great ideas, because you're thinking about having it again for the Everything Animal was a pet parade. And something like that, something simple. It doesn't have to be big or extravagant, right?
Yeah, it does not need to be complicated. The more simple, the better. And this is really a great opportunity to engage other community organizations, other nonprofits. You know, someone might say, oh, my cousin's a professional roper, and we're going to have a country western theme this year. So maybe we want to have, like, a roping activity, or, you know, I really want to see, this might sound crazy, a slip and slide down Main Street in the middle of July.
That might be all right. You might get a lot of people out for that one.
Yeah, so just fun, simple stuff. It doesn't need to be, you know, extravagant or over the top. It could be really anything. A fashion show judged by kindergarteners. Like,
just come with your great ideas, right? That's the most important part about this, and your creative ideas. Maybe you've always wanted to see something, right? And now here's your opportunity. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, and also just to remove the pressure of having a great idea. Number one, there's no bad idea. And maybe if you don't have an idea in your back pocket, but you're a creative person who wants to get engaged, this is the perfect opportunity for you. So I don't want people to feel excluded because they don't have an idea right now.
So once again, if you go to the website, and it's very simple, it's just helpervibes.com. Go to the website, and there's a link on there that talks about the advisory board and how to get everything to you, correct?
Yep, it's actually just right on our homepage, so you don't even need to click anything, just go to the website, scroll down, it's right on the homepage. All the information they need is right there. And the one clarification I want to make is it's a committee, it's not a board. You're not, you know, locked in for life or any major obligations. This is light, this is fun, and we're really just going to have 6 meetings for the year. So 2 in February, March, and April, that's leading up to our event season. So it's a great time to get involved and do something when the weather isn't as great. But we understand people get busy, so we're just going to do 2 a month in the off season, and then we're off to the races.
We're off to the races. So once again, if anybody is interested, when's the cutoff for applications? When did you decide to put a cutoff
on? Our cutoff is going to be Monday, January 23rd. So folks have a couple weeks, and then I will be reaching out to everyone via email, and we're super excited to see who turns out.
And then once again, meetings will start up in February.
Yep, that's right.
And we'll be looking forward to May 13th for everything animal. It's Helper Saturday Vibes getting started once again. But they need people to, you know, be on the advisory committee. I'm sure we'll have you in again when you're starting to look for volunteers and all that great stuff, because that's another great thing is the outpouring from the community that comes out and helps with this event every, you know, twice a month. And it's great to have people that are willing to do that as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. I am so excited for this year. We have had, and this is a number that I feel really proud of, but just for example, we've had 92 bands apply to play the stage this year. And so we're going to be leveling up on the music front. We're really going to just bring everything to the very next level, and we're super excited about it. So,
and if you do the math really quick with, what is that, two events a month. For what is it, 4 months?
It's 5 months, May through September. So it's a total of 20 bands. So it's going to be some tough picking this year.
Some tough decisions were going to have to be made. So, but that's great that you're getting that kind of an outreach already from people wanting to say, hey, I'm coming to help her and I want to be a part of this.
Absolutely. And we are actually putting together a little music committee. So it's not going to be just me or just one person choosing the bands. There's about 10 folks locally. We're going to be going through all the applications, listening to the bands, and then inviting folks to come play the stage. So that's the next thing to look forward to.
All right. Once again, it's Allie Farnham with Helper Saturday Vibes. They kick off in May, but right now they need the advisory committee. Get your applications in. You've got until Monday, January 23rd, and then you'll have meetings in February, March, and April. That's it. So get ready because it's going to be a lot of fun once again. Allie, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.